The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's 2017 and Old Time Radio DVD is still here. Check out our new customer ownership program and the lowest prices ever. Just go to oldtimeradiodvd.com for full information about this wonderful program. Don't forget our new program, 123 Ready TV. Folks, this is really a great app for Android and Windows phones, computers, and tablets. And it's only $19.99. In the near future, we will be adding a new component to it, Old Time Radio. It's a great product for 2017. Visit oldtimeradiodvd.com today. Place your order. You'll be glad you did.
This is Ronald Coleman, inviting you to radio's most dramatic half hour, Favorite Story. Several hundred of the world's most illustrious people have been kind enough to choose their favorite stories for us to broadcast on this series. They come from every walk of life, from every corner of the globe. Here on Favorite Story, we come upon a real cross-section of 20th century celebrities, ballerinas and baseball players, painters and novelists, explorers and opera stars. This week's choice comes from a man who fought his way to one of the highest titles in the field of sport. Heavyweight boxing champion of the world. His name, Mr. Gene Tunney. This great American athlete chose as his favorite story a novel which is packed with as much action as Madison Square Garden on fight night. It's The Three Musketeers of Alexandre Dumas. So, for an American musketeer who used boxing gloves, here's an adventure from the days when men used rapiers. Gene Tunney's favorite story, The Swashbuckling Tale of the Three Musketeers. Paris, the year 1629. The King of France is Louis XIII, and his men-at-arms are known as musketeers, the King's musketeers. By far the most famous of these are Athos, Porthos, and Aramis. Three-handed gentlemen with a sword. Or to be more exact, with three swords. They have a battle cry that rings through the streets of Paris. One for all and all for one. If you should happen to be strolling down a cobblestone street in Paris some April morning in 1629, you might find them, sword blades in hand, tuning up the instruments of their trade.
Hurry!
Forgive me, monsieur.
Oh, idiot. You've knocked a blade from my hand. Do you think you can run into my friends and me and run away with a simple forgive
me? But I'm in a great hurry. I must see Monsieur Treville, captain of the King's Musketeers.
That is no excuse.
On God, young gentleman. I've no time to explain. Out of my way, gentlemen.
Come back, fool. Come back. You can't go in there. That's the captain's office.
Well, what's this?
Pardon the intrusion, captain, but I...
Well, speak up, young man.
Well, my name is D'Artagnan. I'm from Gascony. I had a letter of introduction.
Well, then let me see it.
Oh, this is why I've rushed in, Captain. My letter was stolen. A lady in a carriage at the town of Moon.
Just a minute. Try to tell it in sentences. It'll make better sense.
Yes, sir. I was riding through Moon when I was stopped by a lady in a carriage. She asked why I hurried so. I explained I wanted to see you. Then she saw the letter I carried and asked to see it. She said she was an agent of the king. She stole the letter.
And what did this lady look like?
Well, she was very beautiful.
Well, describe her, monsieur.
Well, she had black hair, coal black, a mole on her chin.
Never mind the rest. It's as I suspected. Guards! Send in Athos, Porthos, and Aramis. Oh, yes, and send a messenger for Mademoiselle Constance.
Yes, sir.
And now, monsieur, What was in that letter?
It was a letter from my father, sir. You see, he was a musketeer.
Well, if you want to become a musketeer, young man, you're off to a very poor start. However, we shall see what we can do.
You wanted to see us, Captain?
Certainly. Come in. Gentlemen, I have here a young Gascon, D'Artagnan. Well, it seems you've met before.
Briefly. Very briefly. We're anxious to know him better.
The Gascon has a story which might interest you. But first, I have another matter to settle. Tell me, my three inseparables, what is the meaning of this latest news I hear about you? This fight with the Cardinal's guards.
Captain, we were minding our own business.
When along came four of the Cardinal's guards.
And what could we do?
Well, did you have to kill them?
Only two killed, Captain. One got away.
Oh, too bad. But what about the odds? Since when do three musketeers fight only four of the Cardinal's guards, eh?
We considered using only our left hands to make it more even.
Well, what is done is done. But let me tell you... Yes?
You sent for me, Captain.
Yes, yes, my dear. Monsieur D'Artagnan, this is Mademoiselle Bonacieux, one of the Queen's ladies-in-waiting and one of our best friends.
Oh, how do you do, mademoiselle?
Very well, thank you, monsieur. Thank you, monsieur.
You can quit looking at each other now. Constance, this young Gascon is... confirmed our last reports.
She is in Paris?
D'Artagnan met her on the road from Meung. Oh,
then we must be more than alert. When Milady de Winter is in Paris, there is a plot afoot.
De Winter?
Then the Cardinal she-devil is back.
Yes, it looks that way. D'Artagnan?
Yes, sir.
I will explain briefly to you. Milady de Winter, who stole your letter, is an agent of the Cardinal. France is divided into two factions, the King's and Cardinal Richelieu's. It is our duty to back the King. Do you understand these things?
Yes, sir.
Well, then live by them, monsieur, and someday you may become a musketeer. Well, that's all, my friends. Oh, one tip, young Gascon. Stay away from dueling. It's against the law.
Duel, monsieur?
A duel, Constance. Constance.
Monsieur D'Artagnan, may I see you a moment?
Oh, yes, monsieur Porthos.
You insulted me when you knocked the sword from my hand.
But... Monsieur, I apologized. I was in a hurry to see Captain Treville.
Are you afraid to fight?
Of course not. At your pleasure.
Good. Behind the Luxembourg. At noon. Good day.
At your service, sir.
Pardon me, young Gascon.
Yes, Monsieur Athos?
I regret to say you've offended me with your clumsy feet. I don't appreciate a man who trips me, particularly while I duel.
But I've apologized.
You think apologies will mend such an error?
No, I suppose not.
Then name the time and the place.
Behind the Luxembourg at 1:00.
Very good. I'll await you.
Monsieur D'Artagnan?
You too.
I do not understand.
Never mind. What time would you like?
Monsieur, in Paris, it is the custom to defend one's honor with one's sword. Therefore, I must ask
Behind the Luxembourg at 2:00.
Splendid. Oh, and Monsieur D'Artagnan, feel honored that when you die, it will at least be at the hands of a musketeer.
Ah, our young friend is waiting.
But I didn't expect the three of you at once.
As a matter of fact, Gascon, none of us knew the others would be here, so we shall act as Porthos' seconds until our turn comes.
Good. En garde, Monsieur Porthos. You are first.
My, but the youngster is in a hurry. So young to die. Very well, Monsieur. En garde. You will learn quickly, my young guest.
My men, you refuse to stop dueling. In that case...
Just a moment, Jussac. Surely even you wouldn't attack three men with your five.
What about the man you duel with?
Well, he does not count. He is not a musketeer.
With him, it would be 4 to 5.
All right. He's young. Call it 3.5 to 5. D'Artagnan, would you care to join us while we kill this rude person?
I am honored. On guard, musketeer.
On guard!
Hurry this! What's that? So, I fight you, Monsieur Picardat. Congratulations on your recent appointment to the Cardinal of Guards. I hope you live long enough to receive a promotion. At least one promotion. Too bad. No promotion.
Young man, you fight very well. Your name?
D'Artagnan.
You are a Gascon? Ah, a silent Gascon. Good. I like to kill Gascons. Watch out! Ah!
Nice work, D'Artagnan. Poor Jussac was getting old. Come back! Come back, gentlemen! There are still 3 of you left!
It's no use, Porthos. They've had enough.
Well, it was very dull anyway. Let us go home.
Monsieur D'Artagnan, you've dueled nobly. I, for one, would like to become your friend.
And I.
Thank you, gentlemen. I would be proud to be your friend.
Good. We have again lessened the number of the Cardinal's guards. Gentlemen, God save the king!
And the musketeer!
D'Artagnan, may I see you a moment?
Of course, Constance. If it's about the rent...
No, it's not about the rent. I need your help.
Oh, I'm at your service. I have been since the moment I met you.
Thank you. I think I've known that. That's why I've come to you.
Then you also know how I feel?
Yes, D'Artagnan, I know. But there is something that must come first. The king. D'Artagnan, there is a plot against his majesty.
Well, who would dare plot against the king?
Milady de Winter.
The woman who stole my letter.
Yes. And the cardinal's best spy. This is a matter of utmost secrecy. You can tell no one. Can you meet me tonight at St. Cloud's? 10 o'clock.
I would meet you at the end of the world. Why, my dearest?
Here tonight we were to get the information we needed to rid us forever, Milady de Winter. Forgive me for bringing you into it, but I was afraid to come alone.
Oh, Constance, I'm glad you asked me. You must stop this dangerous work, though. I'm glad I'm here. I want to protect you. I want to protect you always.
Suddenly, I feel so cold.
Let me hold you.
I have tried so to be a good citizen, a loyal subject to my king. But so often, my D'Artagnan, I find I am just a woman.
The loveliest, the most beautiful woman I have ever known.
We must be careful. We may have been followed.
Surely no harm can come to us when we're together, like this. Oh, Constance, I love you.
I'm not afraid anymore. D'Artagnan, what is it?
Quickly, follow me. In here.
Stop! I can see you in that archway. Don't draw your sword, young fool. It'll only mean death to your lady.
You. You were the woman who stole my letter.
Of course. Forgive me for not introducing myself. My name is De Winter. It's been quite a while since our tête-à-tête. At noon. I regret I've been too busy to renew the acquaintance.
If you were a man,
Mademoiselle... Come, young Gascon. I have no time for heroics. Jacques, put the woman in the carriage with me. René, take the young man's horse. You must hurry.
In with you.
Constance.
Well, my young meddling Constance, did you expect protection from this young fool who is not even a musketeer? I regret we must take this young lady, monsieur. You two seem to be getting along so well. But we feel she knows too much to be allowed her freedom. And now forward. Au revoir, Monsieur D'Artagnan.
Come back. Come. I'll find you, Milady de Winter. If it takes my life, I'll find you and I'll kill you.
You recognize the voice of the young man who plays D'Artagnan in our favorite story? Well, it's one of radio's most famous voices, and it belongs to Howard Duff, who seems to be making quite a name for himself in pictures these days. Mr. Duff and his fellow actors are all ready to take us back to the romantic France of Alexandre Dumas the Elder, who wrote this week's favorite story. You know, Monsieur Dumas wasn't a very economical gentleman. In matters of money or words, he threw away one fortune after another, and he tossed off his tyrical novels almost as fast as he went through his fortunes. People in Paris used to call Alexandre Dumas' house the writing factory, and one of the high-powered products to come off his assembly line was The Three Musketeers, chosen as this week's favorite story by Jean Tunney. Well, Milady de Winter has carried off D'Artagnan's beautiful young sweetheart, Constance. And it's a very sad cadet of Gascony that we find in the barracks of the musketeers.
Musketeers! Attention! Musketeers! As you know, for some time our king has planned the siege of La Rochelle. The battle is now near at hand. Musketeers! Prepare to fight for king and country. Every musketeer is expected to equip himself. Procure horses, uniforms, and provisions. Battle is not news to you. I expect only that every man upholds the honor and reputation of the company. Dismissed.
D'Artagnan, why so despondent? Is this the way to go to war?
Oh, no, Aramis, I'm sorry.
Are you thinking of Constance?
Yes, I've searched the country. Still no sign of her. Athos, what can a man do?
You must go to war, as we must all. You love Constance, of course, but your country must come first.
Well, it's easy to talk that way, my friend.
No, it's not easy. I know.
What do you mean, Athos?
Few people in all the world know this, but I can trust you. Once I was married. I had a large estate. My wife was the most beautiful woman in all France. I thought I loved her, yet I never knew her. One day, while we were hunting, she fell from her horse. As I stopped to help her, I noticed the bandage she always wore on her shoulder had come loose. Then I saw what you've been hiding. Underneath it was the brand, the fleur-de-lis.
Branded as a common thief?
Yes. When she discovered I knew her secret, she tried to poison me. She failed and fled. I've never seen her since.
And you can't forget her.
I know my wife to be a fiend of unutterable evil. I know of all her crimes, yet I can't forget her. Still, I search. Someday... I've told you this story for a purpose, D'Artagnan. You are like me. Our thoughts are elsewhere. But we can't enclose ourselves in a prison of love or hate. We can't ignore the world, for this is something greater. Our country.
You're right, Athos. I'll heed your advice and guard your secret.
Porthos, how good to see you.
I have news.
About Constance? Have you seen her? Where?
We have not seen Constance, but we have seen that woman.
Milady de Winter?
Yes, Milady de Winter.
Then I must find her immediately.
Oh, it is more complicated than you think. She is not alone. We saw them on the road to Armentier.
Yes?
Milady de Winter and the Cardinal.
And Constance?
She was not with them.
But we must find her. Every minute counts.
Wait. We are your friends, D'Artagnan. The Three Musketeers will help you find your Constance. And the first thing for us to do is to call on Milady de Winter.
the hood over his head. Does he refuse to acknowledge himself?
He has valid reasons. Believe me, he's our friend.
Gentlemen, forgive my secrecy. My business requires this hood. I shall reveal myself at the proper time.
If Athos says you are a friend, we accept you.
Look, Cardinal is leaving.
Sword ready. Now, we make our way into the inn. Pray God Constance is here.
Quietly, my friends.
Constance. Constance, where are you?
Quiet. Listen.
Rick, somebody is a prisoner in that room. Try the door. Help me break it down, my friends, please.
All together. Now.
Oh, my darling. Quickly. Help me.
Oh, my D'Artagnan. D'Artagnan.
What have they done to you? Are you hurt?
Oh, no, dearest.
I searched everywhere for you.
Oh, my D'Artagnan.
Constance, I love you. I've always loved you.
I knew you'd come. I knew and I prayed. And now that...
Children, we know you're in love. But we must find Milady.
Be careful, my musketeers. She is a dangerous woman.
Be alert, men.
I know where she is. I will lead you to her.
No, I can't let you endanger yourself.
You have saved me, and now I must help you trap this evil woman. Come, up these stairs. Carefully, but we must hurry. The Cardinal's guards will soon return. We must be swift if we would live. In there.
All together, musketeers. You too, D'Artagnan.
Well, Milady de Winter.
What's the meaning of this? How dare you break in here?
We will ask the questions.
I do not answer to ruffians.
She will not be so haughty when I reveal myself.
Who is this man in the hood? What right have you to question me? It may interest you to know that the Cardinal is outside at this very moment. You'll be severely punished for any action against me.
I regret to inform you, Milady, but the Cardinal is gone. That you are quite alone.
You lie.
No, milady, we do not lie. And now, gentlemen, shall we proceed with the charges?
Charges? You are putting me on trial.
We are. Gentlemen, I ask you to step forth with your indictments against Milady de Winter. We shall judge them fairly and pass verdict. Monsieur D'Artagnan.
I accuse Milady de Winter of the kidnapping of Constance Bonacieux and of conspiracy against her king and country.
Monsieur Athos.
Milady. Do you recognize me?
No.
Drink, milady. Or shall I call you Comtesse de la Fère?
Who are you?
Look at me. Try to remember a man who you tried to poison. His name, Comte de la Fère.
It's not true. None of it's true.
Yes, it is, milady. Quite true. So I accuse you of attempted murder.
Lies! All lies!
Gentlemen, you have stated your accusation. What is your verdict?
The punishment of death.
Death. Death.
Wait. You have no truth, no reason. You call yourselves honorable men. Yet you'd condemn a defenseless woman only on your own opinions. There is not one man who can prove your fantastic lies. Justice, gentlemen, justice.
Monsieur Executioner, the proof.
I shall remove my hood now, milady. Then perhaps you'll see. Yes, I am the executioner of the town of Lee. I am the man whose brother you murdered. And I am the man from whom you escaped 10 years ago. But not before I could brand you with the sign of the thief.
No, no. Don't come near me.
You have asked for proof. Now you shall have it.
No,
there, gentlemen, on this woman's shoulder. The brand of the fleur-de-lis. The brand I was ordered by law to burn on this shoulder 10 years ago.
The verdict has been stated, Monsieur Executioner. We shall leave you to perform your duty.
Gentlemen, I'd like to congratulate you for your superb conduct in the service of your country. The king himself has ordered me to commend you, Athos, Porthos, and Aramis, and Mademoiselle Constance. The king is pleased with your loyalty and devotion.
Thank you, Captain.
And one more item. D'Artagnan.
Yes, sir.
The king has ordered that you be officially appointed a member of his majesty's musketeers.
Well, speak up. Do you accept? I'm observing the desires of the king. Do you care to contradict these desires?
No, sir.
Very well. It is the will of Louis, King of France.
Oh, congratulations, my D'Artagnan. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, dearest. And thank you, my three friends, for your help in finding my Constance.
All for one, D'Artagnan.
And one for all.
Gentlemen, a toast. To the king. God save the king.
And the musketeer. The four musketeers.
As long as a word for chivalry lives in any language, as long as a man's pulse quickens at the challenge of a duel, fairly fought and fairly won, and as long as there are lovely ladies to inspire young cavaliers to scale the heights of heroism, that long, and no longer, will we remember the names of the musketeers. Athos, Porthos, Aramis, and the keenest blade of all, D'Artagnan. Next week, Favorite Story invites you to share an adventure in terror. It's a story made famous by the late Alexander Wolcott, as well as Mrs. Belloc Lowndes and other lovers of savory yarns. It's called The Mystery of Room 323, a tale of a woman and a hotel room that vanish into thin air. George Burns and Gracie Allen have named it their favorite story, and Janet Waldo will star as a lost young lady. It promises to be a memorable half hour, so we hope you'll be listening.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.